I want to step back a step. You said, for example, one praying over food, it can calibrate certain points higher. And then you said, depending on who's doing the praying.
Well, like all things, the higher the level of consciousness, the greater the power. On the other hand, the act itself has a calibrated level, the act itself. Mm-hmm. The act itself. But a paintbrush in the hands of a great master, you know, is going to create more than one amateur.
But what about the paintbrush in the hands of a child who have that innocent, total... you know, they have that.
Yeah, it calibrates the level of naivete and innocence, right? So each thing, then, has to be understood within an overall context, and very often the historical context, the greater context, reveals why it calibrates what it does. Specifically, it's because content can't be understood except in the overall field. So the fallacy of human reason is that it sticks to the linear content and it ignores the context. All right, so let's say, is such and such an act, you know, an infringement of civil rights? Depends on when. Mm-hmm. I mean, I went through World War II. Civil rights, forget about it. You couldn't even legally buy butter, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So is it infringement of civil rights? Depends on the context. When you're in the middle of a world war, they ration your gasoline, they ration your butter, you're not allowed to do this, that, and the other. You say some of the things that are said politically today, and the FBI would have you behind bars. So criticizing things, taking them out of context, is the most sly political trick. They do it all the time. Mm-hmm. A physician, you know, I passed 50 years as a physician, you make many moral conflicts come up constantly. And, you know, what is your obligation to society, to the patient, to yourself, and to your profession? What's your moral obligation? Pretty complex sometimes.
Well, that brings up the whole concept of criticism and judgment. And again, I guess it gets us back to discernment. I can be critical of some of your findings.
If you weren't, I'd be disappointed. If everybody agrees with everything in the book, I will have missed the purpose altogether.
Oh, very interesting point.
You will have said nothing. There's no comment because you never said anything.
Right.
If you say something, of course, you're going to cause ripples in the pond, you know.
Well, I guess, like you said, that whole concept of the world being round was absolutely crazy.
It was outrageous.
Way back when.